I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. Atlanta attracts black tourists and business travelers like a magnet, and that's especially true this weekend. No fewer than four major conferences are drawing more than 100,000 African Americans to the city. The News and Notes crew prepared this audio tour of some of the places to be in Atlanta this weekend.
I'm Leonita Inge at MegaFest. The opening session of MegaFest 2005 packed a large outdoor plaza in downtown Atlanta. Churchgoers of all ages are here.
Atlanta, are y'all ready? I want all my hype young people to come on down here right now. Come on, all my... Come on. This is the youth kickoff. The
MegaFest is one of the biggest religious festivals in the country. Last year, attendance topped 140,000 people from the U.S. and abroad. This year, organizers say they expect a crowd just as big. Shauna Anderson is from Madisonville, Kentucky. She's here with 13 relatives. Anderson says her church back home has about 400 members. This week, she wanted something bigger.
I want to be lifted to a different level in my spirituality. I want a closer walk with God. I can get it at home, but I just wanted to experience the whole MegaFest.
MegaFest was the vision of Bishop T.D. Jakes, founder of the Potter's House Ministries in Dallas.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Give me a J.
J-E-S.
U-S. What's it spell?
Jesus.
Y'all can make some noise for the Lord. We're going to have a
Besides good time for praise, MegaFest also includes workshops and events about family, finance, and fashion.
I'm Roy Hurst at Atlanta's Hotel Intercontinental, where scores of colorfully dressed people from the music industry have come to mingle at the 6th annual Billboard R&B and Hip Hop Music Conference.
Well, we are here to celebrate music.
That's Tamora Conniff. She's executive editor of Billboard.
We're covering indies, we're covering licensing, we're covering digital, essentially anything that could touch hip-hop and R&B and music in general.
So if I'm looking to shop my demo or sign an artist, there's no better place in the country to be right now, is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have panel programming every day, but it's really a networking conference. It's where people connect, deals are getting done in the lobby, we have artist showcases and parties, and it's just a time for everyone to really take the pulse of what's going on in the industry.
So tell me, why did you choose Atlanta for the conference?
Listen, Atlanta has been a hotbed for music. Some of the most innovative, forward-thinking music has come out of Atlanta in the past 10 years. And I felt like, you know, as Billboard, it was sort of our responsibility to put Atlanta on the map for that.
Conniff says that by the end of the conference this evening, she expects that more than 1,000 people will have passed through.
I'm Allison Keyes at the 3rd Annual National Book Club Conference. Founder Curtis Bunn says 39 black authors are here, and 600 participants have gathered from 35 states.
People who come to the conference are not just ordinary readers. They're avid readers. They read books, first of all, for their book club once a month, and then they're reading, once they finish that book, sometimes they're reading two or three books a month. And they want to purchase books. They want to have their books signed. And the beauty of the National Book Club Conference is that a lot of their favorite authors are here, and they can meet with them, convene with them over 2 days, 2.5 days in a real social, relaxed environment.
Those that come, Bunn says, are in a kind of a book lover's heaven. Authors Jill Nelson Zane and Terry McMillan are here. The authors host hour-long book club meetings, and readers have the chance to ask questions. Bunn says there's a lot for participants to do.
So it's an action-packed agenda. We'll have the book club meetings up until lunch, where Walter Mosley will speak during the lunch. And then we'll have a session on how to write a novel that sells. We'll have a panel discussion led by Terry Williams.
Bunn says one of the high points of the conference is the Walter Mosley Author of Distinction Award dinner on Saturday.
It feels a little bit like the Oscars, because when the book clubs win, they come up and they get to talk a little bit about their book club. And I think it adds a little more excitement to the whole occasion.
Bunn says he founded this conference to give people a chance to enhance their reading experience by learning the backstory of their favorite books from the authors themselves. Last year, participants in this two-day conference bought $8,000 worth of books.
This is Farai Chidea at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm standing here with Sierra Brown, who just got to ask President Clinton a question. How did it feel to have the chance to address the former president at this major event in front of all these journalists who wish that they were in your shoes?
First of all, it was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. President Clinton is the first president that I can remember. In 1993, I was in first grade, and I remember on the school bus, we were all chanting, President Clinton, Clinton, Clinton. So just being here right now in front of all of my peers who are students and people who I aspire to be like, journalists, anybody working in the media, is just a great experience.
We've got a whole bunch of people here who are leaders from major television companies, print companies. What did you come here to get out of this in terms of knowing more about this field?
Well, I know that any field that has African Americans in leadership positions, we should always try and reach out to those people. And I feel like the NABJ is a vehicle for African American journalists, students, aspiring journalists, to really get to know each other and to get into the industry. Because at the end of the day, when you see a person like you who has a leadership position or who is doing something that you would like to do, it really motivates you to say, you know, this is what I can do. This is a possibility for my future. And being surrounded by people who are like me, by people who have the same ambitions and goals as I do, just really motivates me, and I'm really happy to be here.
Thanks a lot, Sierra.
Thank you.
Farai Chidea with News and Notes with Ed Gordon in Atlanta at NABJ.